We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Do those politicians who decide to cave into this coronavirus, they need to understand the consequences of their cowardly act. The funding we have put aside to help with fighting this crisis will go to the folks who are doing their part. And that includes our CARES Act funding, which will be used to support counties that are following the orders to prevent the spread and the medical communities who are treating patients.
All right, welcome in. Oh, man. All right, let's go to one of those guys, Dom Giordano's show, we think Wolfman Hack is talking about. He is the coward-in-chief, I believe. He goes by the name of State Senator Doug Mastriano. Mr. Cowardly, thank you very much for joining us today.
Ouch. Well, did you track what I'm doing?
yes, we have been, and we've been tracking. We had on several people today. Doug, I'm so glad what you started quite a while ago has burst, I think. And this guy, Mr. Rogers, to call people like you cowardly is pretty amazing, is it not?
It is for a guy who grew up with a silver spoon, wanted for nothing all his life, a millionaire's son with a great business, not really doing anything, calling himself a businessman, but having someone else run the show, comparing that to somebody he's poured his life into defending his country. He was shot at for his country, served overseas, moved to 12 times, 12 years out of the country, four combat deployments. I would say that he suffers from a psychological disorder, transference.
Yeah, I think you're right, and you held a news conference today, and finally, you're the first one publicly, I guess, people have said in casual interviews, to talk about Dr. Rachel Levin. Why do you say she should be removed from being the point person on this?
Gross ineptitude, lack of due diligence, gross incompetence. I mean, the adjectives that I can use to describe the failure and shortcomings of the tenure of our Secretary of Health, unleashing sick COVID-19 patients into elder care facilities and long-term facilities, unleashing a pandemic within those facilities where two-thirds of the deaths, almost 2,500 of the deaths as a result of that. This incompetence, I'll call it brilliant incompetence, hiding behind degrees that have nothing to do with policy or pandemics and not knowing what to do, instead of creating lines that snitch on each other, creating surveillance programs to have the ultimate invasion of our privacy, 1984 George Orwell type. Levin needs to go. We've never had a worse secretary in Pennsylvania's history, and to let this incompetence continue will kill more of our elders. And the secretary has bungled it, has dropped the ball. It's too late, given plenty of chances, and too many have died on the watch of the secretary.
Yeah, I finally, Doug, thank you for getting it said, that the media has got to pick up and show some interest. It's sad to me here in Philadelphia they're not. In other parts of the state, I got to commend the daily newspapers, like where you are and all that. A lot of them get it. They drill down on this. It doesn't seem like it's happening with our TV stations here, the really big organs where the average person would get this, exactly what you've said. They had this nursing home plan before this, and then they never fully executed it. And this happened in New York also, as far as I understand, and maybe in Jersey, where for some reason, I don't know if there's some politically correct reason, you can't take a COVID-19 patient, put him back in the same facilities unless you can isolate. And 99 times out of 100, you can't isolate.
You just can't even make this stuff up. It's like a bad B movie here. And you know, every time I watch these updates from the secretary and the governor, and the dithering and the incompetence just shines forth even more. It would be laughable if people just haven't been dying on their watch. And so that's what this is, no stunt. I did this with serious thought. And it's just time to call it what it is. The secretary is incompetent and needs to be fired or asked to resign. We'll give the courtesy of a resignation, but we need to get somebody in there now who's not going to drop the ball, that's going to care more about saving lives than playing games politically.
Well, if he won't do that, which I think he won't, that's why I called you and others cowardly, what is the action? Can the Senate do anything? Is there anything that would happen here?
Yeah, I don't know what the next step is. I'm calling the people to action. You know, because the power that Governor Wolf imagines that he has is by the consent of the people. And he's losing that if he has not already lost that. And the people are going to continue to rise up here and executing their constitutional rights and duties. We're going to make things happen here. It's sad. I'm asking for it immediately because there's no more time for dithering. And this, he is a dithering in chief. He just gave a speech. He trolled us, gave us a speech during our conference here talking about how he's going to punish the counties that do not comply and obey his commands and not give them any more funding. Well, you know what? That's a two-way street. So maybe these 11 counties and growing, maybe we should stop paying Harrisburg a cent from this point on. If he's going to play games, he does not have all the power. We're taking the power back. And this governor, he does not have the powers of a dictator or a tyrant. We're a constitutional republic, and we're calling them out. Stop the game. Well, stop playing with us, and it's time to man up.
You have been doing that forever. And again, for listeners who didn't pick it up, I know about your service to the country, too. One other area, in case you didn't see this today, we had on the guy in Dauphin County, Jim Hayes, who was, Jeff Hayes, was tremendous. And during the interview, Doug, he got this email from the Secretary of Insurance threatening businesses in Dauphin County and places that don't follow these edicts and telling residents across the board to check up on these businesses, essentially, and their liabilities. They'll all be liable to everything, and insurance won't cover anything, it seems like to me, based on this. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I was made aware of that this morning, and I think it's despicable. You know, obviously, people define the governor's edicts and proclamations, and papal bulls, since he's coming down from Mount Wolf with his new Ten Commandments, it seems like. Look what he just said moments ago. I don't want politicians dictating what's best for Pennsylvania. Man, look in the mirror. What is wrong with that guy? The people know what's best for Pennsylvania, not him. And he needs to get off of his high horse there from Mount Wolf, get out of his mansion, and see what the people are saying. He's deaf to our cries.
Hey, Dom, I want to step in here real quick.
Yes,
Governor Wolf actually just responded to Senator Mastriano. I wanted to play back for Senator and see if he had a response for the governor. This was asked of him today.
Doug Mastriano called for Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine's resignation this morning, holding her responsible for the waves of COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes in Pennsylvania. Do you have a reaction to that? And what's your assessment of Dr. Levine's performance on the nursing home issue?
I haven't seen the letter. My assessment of Dr. Levine is she's done a phenomenal job. And I think we've got to be careful about blaming the messenger for the message. Dr. Levine has done a phenomenal job of making sure that we do what we need to do in keeping Pennsylvania safe. I think it's a tribute to her that Pennsylvania has actually done a better job than many of our surrounding states in terms of the infection rate and the death rate, and that we moved more quickly than our surrounding state neighbors in terms of moving into the mitigation period, and we, I think, are moving faster on moving out of it.
All right, that's a disembodied voice that we always hear. No follow-up to that, no challenge to that. Doug, what's your response?
Yeah, a phenomenal job. Let's see. The good secretary comes out 2 months ago, and the most vulnerable society to this virus is going to be the elderly. Okay, what are you going to do about it? Well, obviously, the secretary has done a phenomenal job not protecting our elderly. When 2/3 of the deaths have come out of elder care homes, on the watch of the secretary, phenomenal job at failure. That's why I say what I see coming out of the performance of the secretary is brilliant incompetence.
Absolutely. Doug, thank you very much, and thanks for what you're doing. To be continued.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.